always a pleasure to welcome to our program a very, very busy head coach of your Toronto Raptors. Please welcome back head coach, Coach Dwayne Casey. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Dean. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you? Now, listen, first of all, we'll get to basketball in a second. Seahawks, Falcons this weekend. How are you feeling ahead of this thing?
Well, it's going to be an exciting game. It's, you know, they had a tough game earlier in the season, and I think the Seahawks, you know, they're kind of getting healthier. They still are missing their Earl Thomas, who's a defensive back and kind of their defensive stalwart in the defensive backfield. So, it's one of those things where at this time of year, it's who's playing well, especially in the playoffs and football. And you know, all it takes is one game or a couple of games. And so, my money's on the Seahawks, even though it's going to be a tough game in Atlanta, because Atlanta has an excellent defense and an offense that really, really spreads you out on the field. And it'll test their defensive backfield, you know, their safeties and linebackers come Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, thank God it's Saturday afternoon, because you guys get the Knicks on Sunday. Now, will you PVR it? Will you watch it? Are you going to be busy breaking down film and doing your job?
Well, I can multitask. You know, especially in that situation,
yeah.
Dean, it's one of those things where I can do both. And I did DVR the first game and watched the other night after our Boston game. So I watched the Boston game, then I stayed up later and watched the football game. So you can do both. But again, you know, New York is a very dangerous team right now. They're struggling a little bit, but you know, they still have a great player in Carmelo Anthony, and who can really take over a game and win a game by himself.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the Knicks. They lost to the Sixers. Like, you obviously keep an eye on the league and you look around. You know what your team is, but you know, as what we do, we get caught up in some of the weirder stories, right, in sports. And Derrick Rose and what happened with him is a weird story.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the franchise and the state of that franchise right now? Not only going through, you know, this period, really dark period when it comes to wins and losses and being a successful franchise. You know, when you look from the outside in, and not just that, but what Derrick Rose went through, but what do you make of where the Knicks are? Because it seems like, you know, they're just kind of stuck in purgatory and have been for some time.
Well, you know, it's hard. I can't comment on another team's organization or franchise or anything, but like I said, I keep up on how the team is playing. And you know, they've had some tough games, they've had some close games, and again, they have a new team. They have they've added some players to their team, Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah, who both are, you know, were used to a certain system over a number of years in Chicago. Now you've come to a new system to learn to play with a new player, his style of play, trying to learn the triangle. So there's a lot of factors that go into it, but the bottom line from a coaching standpoint is they have some very talented players on the team. It just takes time. You know, it takes time to gel together. It doesn't happen overnight just because you put players on certain teams. Sometimes the chemistry takes a little longer. And so, you know, that's something that you go through. But, you know, I really don't get caught up into, you know, how they've struggled, the franchises struggle. I'm more concerned about, you know, the next game and how they're playing at that time. And I see talent in Derrick Rose. I see talent in Carmelo Anthony. I see talent in Joakim Noah. So, and the young kid Porzingis, he's going to be one of the top players in the young players in the league. So, you know, the pieces are there, and it just takes time. And you know, Jeff did a good job in Phoenix, and he's coming into a new situation in New York. So, that's what I look at from the outside. I look at more of the possibilities more so than the struggles.
What do you do if let's say Kyle Lowry leaves the team and doesn't call you, doesn't call anybody, and you go through a situation? How would you handle it? How would the Raptors handle a situation like
that?
Well,
again, like you hit it right on the head. It's an organizational situation. One, from a coaching standpoint, you know, no matter who it is, you're concerned about the player's safety, his health, if he's okay, if his family's okay. That's the first thing you want to check on. And then after that, the protocol that you would hope for is that they would call, and someone in the organization would call and they would communicate and make sure that he is okay and that his family's okay, or find out exactly what's going on. And so, but the first thing is the guy's safety and his health, and that's the most important thing, and to get that information as quickly as possible, you know, because it's life. Life, things happen in life. Players are human beings. They go through things. Things happen in their families just like anyone else. So those are the things you're concerned about, Dean, as much as anything. And, you know, you'd love to say we have a hardcore, hard, you know, static rule that this will happen. But every situation is different. Every circumstance is different. And you handle each one accordingly.
Coach Casey, Dwayne Casey, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, our guest. Big win against Boston. Really nice come from behind victory, too. Down 16 at one point in the third quarter. And then DeMar does what DeMar does. Do you put him with 41 points, 13 rebounds, Jonas Valanciunas, who I'll get to in a second. But do you put him in that same kind of game-breaking category? And these are otherworldly seasons James Harden and Westbrook are having. But do you put him in that same category as one of the very few guys who can do what he did by scoring 31 in the second half and getting you a win that you need after a real tough stretch?
No question. DeMar can do that. He has the ability to do that. He did it the other night. We needed those heroics, you know, from him, and he just took the game over. He just kind of just willed his way through that. These are the kind of the dog days right now, Dean, of the season, physically, mentally, you know, kind of trudging through until the All-Star break. You don't really see the end of the season. You can't, or don't really see the All-Star break, but you know it's coming. So the kind of the dog days right now. So to have someone of the DeMar's ability to be able to take over the game and really, you know, will us to a win last night, the other night against Boston. So he did some things, attacking the rim, one-on-one play. No matter who they put on him, he created his own shot. And like I told the team after the game, I was impressed with the 41 points, but the most important statistic he had was the 13 rebounds.
Yeah.
Those were tough rebounds. We needed them. They were, you know, they were battling. It was a very physical game, the way the officials were calling it, and DeMar adjusted to it. So it was an epic performance on his part, and he really took the game over. I said the other night, you know, talked about, because statistically Isaiah Thomas is the leading scorer in the fourth quarter in the league, one of the leading scorers. And, you know, I think if I misspoke, I hope I wasn't misunderstood, because I think we have two of the top fourth quarter players or winning players in the league in DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. Both of them, Kyle has shown it over the season, and then DeMar showed what he could do in those situations the other night. But so hopefully our fans didn't take it the wrong way that Isaiah, but statistically going into the game, Isaiah Thomas was the leading scorer in the fourth quarter in the league.
I was tremendously offended, Coach. I just want you to know.
I didn't mean it. I didn't want to slight our guys whatsoever in that situation.
No.
So.
No, not at all. But you know what? It is interesting, because you've got a guy like DeMar DeRozan who night in, night out does it, and he's your go-to guy, and you can put him in that category. Still trying to figure out, and you don't want to categorize or lump someone in. Valanciunas, 23 points, great line, 23 points, 18 points, 23 rebounds the other day. You know, your team is 22nd in the league in rebounding, and it's obviously, if you want to point to an Achilles heel, that might be one of them. But when it comes to Valanciunas, the player, is that how he stays in games late for you, by doing what he did the other day and protecting the rim like he did? He had some great stops in the fourth quarter, and he also rebounded the ball and was lights out on the glass. Is that what he has to do to stay in games late for you?
No, he did a great job. Yes, defensively and offensively, he did a great job the other night. The two blocks he had were game-winning plays also. Mm-hmm. You know, Isaiah Thomas was trying to take over. Jonas, it was one of his best pick-and-roll defensive performances of the season. He was up on the pick-and-rolls, moving his feet. Thomas tried to go by him and get to the rim. He moved his feet, blocked the shot. So those are the type of plays that he could do. The hard things that for our centers is to guard guys like Ryan Anderson, who's spreading the floor, the Shannon Fries, who are spreading the floor. But he did an excellent job. They were trying to space out Jonas. he did an excellent job against Al Horford of getting up, moving his feet, staying in front. And that was a difference. I mean, you know, if Horford comes down three or four possessions in a row and just blows by Jonas, then it's hard to keep him in the game and to do that. But he did a great job of pick and roll defense, of one-on-one defense with Horford. I think Horford got him one time. He pump faked him and drove to the basket. But the other times, Jonas held his spot. But again, he dominated the boards, you know, and then he manned the paint as far as blocking shots. So those are the things that he can do. I mean, if he can do those on a consistent basis, that, believe me, that helps us as a team and helps us. And those are the things where he's growing. He's getting better at those things. I think we expect it to happen overnight, and it's just very difficult to do, you know, for young players to learn to do that. But the other night was an epic defensive and rebounding performance on his part, and that was very impressive with what he did.
Coach, I'm sure you're well aware that a lot of fans and media are screaming for Patrick Patterson to start at a consistent basis at the mm-hmm. four, and he's a guy who, he said himself, he loves to come off the bench and contribute to the team. How do you manage his minutes, and what is his future moving forward the rest of the season, especially with Jared Sullinger around the corner, hopefully coming back from injury?
Well, Patrick is a very valuable. We have, you know, Patrick gives our bench one of the top bench productive second units in the league. And, you know, he gives us, really, to me, he's a starter anyway. I don't care what you know, anyone says. He is a sixth starter for our team. And he plays starter minutes. He's a glue guy. He does so many things that you don't see, the naked eye doesn't see. He's out there quarterbacking. Guys are, you know, telling guys what to do, where to be, what, you know, talking on defense, communicating, doing the dirty work that the numbers and the charts don't show. So that's so important to us as a team. And right now, he's not 100%. His knee is still bothering him a little bit, but he's playing through it and did an excellent job. You know, and we appreciate him going out there because most players would pack it in probably for a month or so. But he's playing through it. He's willing himself through it. And just his presence out there is huge for us to see Patrick out there. But you know, we would probably have to be smart and just read how his knee is feeling and go from there. But again, when Sullinger comes back, you know, probably will be our starting power forward. You know, we see how things go. We will, you know, read that situation, and it really will help Pat coming off the bench. But the kid Siakam, the games he started really is going to propel his career and his experience. Gain his experience and you know, developing. And that's part of our job as coaches, develop young players, give them an opportunity when we can, but most importantly, at the same time, winning. And it's a very difficult thing to do, is to play young players and to win at the same time in this league.
When do you have a timeline on Sullinger, Coach?
Not really. No, he's still, you know, he's doing a lot of movement, a lot of working out. I hadn't really gone 5-on-5 at all yet, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll get a better timeline and see where he is and when he's going to come back.
Listen, first of all, are you already at work or are you at home?
I'm at home, getting ready to go out the door right now to head to work and get ready for practice.
I just envision you a guy that's been at work since 5.
No. There's nothing. I'm one of those guys. I'll get up and be with the kids in the morning, but I don't know what you can do at the office at 5 that you can't do at home. I'm more of a 2 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning guy anyway. So, you know, more and the kids are in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you got a young family, so you go and tidy some stuff up and have a wonderful day. Good luck against the Nets. I know you got the Nets tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. down at the Air Canada Center. So good luck. The schedule looks great in the next little bit, and you're past all, obviously, and as you said, you'd like to choke the guy who scheduled the first half. So you don't have to choke anybody the rest of the way, which is great news.
Right. Well, thank you. There's still some good teams coming up, though, Dean, and, you know, we still, you know, got to get through these next couple of these dog days of the season and try to preserve rest and health and still, you know, continue to get better and play at a high level.